This is round 11 in the 2021 NAQT Intercollegiate Championship Tournament Division 2. This game pits Berkeley B against British Columbia.
This is Berkeley B versus BCA, and we've done the buzzer check and everything, so if everybody is comfortable, and it sounds like everyone is, we will get this show on the road. Again, congratulations to making it to this point. It's a real achievement, especially in a year like this. So with that, I think we're ready to begin. This is round number 11, toss-up one. This city is the setting of Cyrus Mystery's Chronicle of a Corpse Bearer, written about untouchables working in the Towers of Silence in its posh Malabar Hill neighborhood. The Vadias and Tatas are among the prominent merchant families of this city, which is home to most of the world's Parsis. For 10 points, that is BC and Leah.
Bye.
That's 10. Here's your bonus. For 10, a chance of falling about the genre of invasion literature. First, novels such as George Tomkin Chesney's The Battle of Dorking and Erskine Childers' The Riddle of the Sands stoked British fears of an invasion by this European empire.
Germany.
Is Germany or Russia?
It's Germany. My answer is Germany.
Yes. Germany invades the U.S. in The War in the Air, a novel by this British author who depicted another invasion in The War of the Worlds.
My answer is H.G. Wells.
Mm. Correct. This author parodied invasion literature in his novel, The Swoop. Characters created by this man include Lord Emsworth and the golf-playing oldest member.
I don't know.
Luke, I don't have any ideas.
Answer
is Conan Doyle.
It's a P.G. Woodhouse, so 20 on that.
Okay.
This is toss-up two. In graph theory, applying this operation to path graphs outputs a grid graph. A relation over A and B is defined as a subset of this operation on A and B. Performing this operation on N copies of the... That's Berkeley Kevin.
A Cartesian product.
That's 15. Here's your bonus.
Nice.
This amendment, which was first proposed in the 18th century, could still be adopted because no time limit was ever set for its ratification. For 10 each first, name this still pending amendment submitted along with the Bill of Rights in 1789.
Some old amendment. Any ideas? No answer.
That's time. It's the Congressional Apportion Amendment. Among the 1789 amendments ratified 2 years later was this law that protects citizens from the quartering of soldiers in private homes.
What's it called?
The
Quartering Act? Or sedition?
I thought it was like the Quartering Act or something.
That's time. It's the Third Amendment. Israel Moore Foster proposed an amendment banning this kind of labor 6 years after Hammer v. Dagenhart struck down the Keating-Owing Act.
Keating Owing Act is what labor? Maybe mining? I don't know.
Answer?
Sure. Answer is mining.
Say again, please.
Mining?
I have child labor on that. So
true.
So bad it is.
Really quick, y'all. Let's pick it back up. This is toss up three. In a play name for this action, Aunt Mary's husband takes photos for a portfolio that he plans to submit to Playboy and orders oysters and martinis for his niece. Lil Bit casts away the sexually abusive Uncle Peck by doing this at the end of a Paula Vogel play. In an Alfred Uri play, Bully convinces his mother to... That's Berkeley Angela.
Driving?
Yeah, that's 10. Here's your bonus.
Nice.
Early cast members of Saturday Night Live. First, this deadpan comedian who joined SNL in its second season went on to star in such films as Caddyshack and Groundhog Day.
Oh, Bill Murray? Bill Murray.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Answer?
Our answer is Bill.
Say again, please.
Murray?
Yes. This original member of the cast co-starred with Eddie Murphy in the 1983 film Trading Places.
Oh, maybe it's Pryor? I don't know.
Send it.
Answer, please.
Our answer is Pryor.
It's Dan Aykroyd. This actor who died of a drug overdose in 1982 was another member of the cast. He starred as a musician named Jake in a 1980 film that also featured Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I don't know.
Drug overdose? I don't know this.
Take a guess.
Answer, please.
Our answer is...
That's time. It was John Belushi. You get 10 on that. And this is toss-up four. This film opens with a brother and sister arguing about having to drive to visit their father's grave in Pennsylvania. This 1968 film's closing credits play over grainy photos of corpses after Ben is shot by a posse who mistook him for one of the villains. The flesh-eating ghouls in this film are reimagined in its first sequel, Dawn of the Dead. That's a BC Will.
Night of the Living Dead.
That's 10. Here's your bonus. For 10 each, answer the following about the literary critic Edmund Wilson. First, Wilson was a longtime friend of the author of Tender is the Night and edited his unfinished novel, The Last Tycoon.
Tender is the Night comes up.
Answer, please.
Our answer is Williams.
It's F. Scott Fitzgerald. He was also a friend and lover of this poet who wrote about a mother who dies making her son a set of clothes in the Ballad of the Harp Weaver. She also wrote Renaissance. Answer, please.
Our answer is Nella Larsen.
It's Edna St. Vincent Millay. Wilson was married to this author who wrote about a novel about Dottie Renfrew, Kay Strong, and other Vassar graduates.
Looks like another zero.
Answer, please. That's time. It's Marie McCarthy, or Mary McCarthy, that is. No points that time. This is toss-up five. Vicard Wagner led an 1848 performance of this composer's Stabat Mater. Giuseppe Baini wrote an 1848 biography of this composer, whose output was praised. That's B.C. and Leah.
Vivaldi.
That's neg five. I'll complete. Praised as models of counterpoint in Johann Fuchs's Gradius ad Parnassum. This Roman school composer's best-known piece was erroneously credited with saving polyphony during the Council of Trent. For 10 points, name this Italian Renaissance composer of the Pope Marcellus Mass. Yeah, Rohan.
Austria.
Yep, that's 10. Here's your bonus. A pyrogenic strategy for this process proposes burying biochar in soil. For 10 each first, name this process, which can be performed by injecting pressurized CO2 into porous rocks.
What? Maybe like
splitting it open? Yes,
sir, sure. So for splitting.
One more time.
Our answer is splitting.
That wasn't it. It's carbon sequestration. Another sequestration strategy forms carbonate minerals by reacting CO2 with this igneous rock made mostly of olivine and pyroxene. It dominates the upper mantle.
Basalt? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That might be it.
Sure.
Our answer is basalt.
It's peridotite. MECC technology uses microbes to perform this process on wastewater and mineralize CO2. This process uses an electric current to drive a non-spontaneous chemical reaction.
Electrolysis?
That sounds right. Go for it.
Our answer is electrolysis.
Yep, that's 10. Yes. And this is toss-up six. This character makes the mistake of lending his pocket knife to the thief William Dane. On a snowy evening, he finds the body of opium addict Molly Farron and a child. That is B.C. Bryan.
Dorian Gray.
That's neg five. I'll complete. And a child who reminds him of his days at Lantern Yard. The draining of stone pits reveals the body of Dunstan Cass, who stole this man's bags of gold coins. Epi is adopted by, for 10 points, what Reaver of Raveloe, the title character of a George Eliot novel? That's Angela.
Alice Marner.
Yep, that's 10, your bonus. The Abbasid Caliph, Al-Ma'mun, persecuted opponents of this school during the 9th century Mina. For 10 each first, name this rationalist school that argued for free will and believed in the createdness of the Quran.
Any ideas?
The Kanafi or something?
Go for it. Kanafi?
One more time.
Our answer is Kanafi.
No, it's the Mu'tazila. Mu'tazilites were sometimes known as men of this doctrine, which is the Arabic term for the oneness of God. Answer, please. That's time is the Tawhid. Tawhid is asserted along with affirming Muhammad's prophethood as part of this first pillar of Islam, which is said aloud in order to convert to Islam.
Shahada.
Okay.
Our answer is Shahada.
That is 10. And this is toss up seven. In this realm, the sword Levatian is guarded by the consort of this realm's ruler named Sinmara. This realm's warriors are destined to fight a massive battle on the field of Vigritur against the Berkeley Jason.
It's like Valhalla.
That's neg five, I'll complete. Against the Aesir. This realm lay on the southern side of Gagat, a void in which Ymir formed when ice from Nithilim mixed with sparks from this land. B.C. Leah.
Muspelheim.
That's 10. Here's your bonus. For 10 each answer, following by Jean-Baptiste Oudry. First, in the mid-18th century, Oudry ran the Bouvet and Gublin factories, which produced these items.
Textiles, maybe?
Sure. No
clue. You go for textiles.
Answer, please.
Our answer is textiles.
I'm going to prompt you.
Answer is skirts.
It's tapestries. Oudry was part of this highly ornamental art movement that also included Antoine Watteau and Francois Boucher.
Rococo.
I wouldn't know.
Francis Rococo.
Yes. Oudry painted a portrait of Clara, one of these animals which toured Europe in the 18th century. One of these animals is depicted in an anatomically inaccurate 1515 woodcut.
A rhinoceros. My answer is a rhinoceros.
You got 20. This is toss up eight. In a neighborhood of this city, people who wanted free soup each afternoon had to cross through a yellow entrance called the Free Frame of Reference. In this city, Dr. David E. Smith founded still operating free medical clinics during the Summer of Love. In the 1970s, over... That's Berkeley Rohan.
New York.
That's Neg 5, I'll complete. In the 1970s, over 70 people died in the racially motivated zebra murders in this city. For 10 points, what city's Haight-Ashbury neighborhood was a hippie mecca? That's BC Will.
San Francisco.
That's 10. Here's your bonus. This model treats conduction electrons like a gas and uses kinetic theory to model their behavior. For 10 each, first name this model of conduction that was published in 1900.
1900?
Please.
Our answer is Fermi model.
It's the Drude model. An important parameter of the Drude model is the mean free time between these events, which alter an electron's velocity. They can be elastic or inelastic.
Our answer is collision.
That's right. The Drude model gives a linear relation between this quantity and electric field. This quantity, which is often approximated as conductivity times electric field, is usually symbolized J.
Our answer is current density.
Yep, that's 20. And here we go with toss-up number 9. The Baidarka variety of these objects was influenced by Russian designs to add a third seat. Users of these vehicles were equipped with a suit called a dudelik, or sewn into a combination garment and waterproofing cover called an anorak. The title character of the documentary, that's BC Leah.
Kayak.
Nice, that's 10. Here's your bonus. A man is sent to this character after having a vision of unclean animals being lowered from heaven in a sheet. For 10 each, first name this Roman centurion who meets Peter. He is considered the first Gentile to adopt Christianity. Answer, please.
Answer is Barnabas.
It's Cornelius. Cornelius appears in this New Testament book, traditionally attributed to Luke, that immediately follows the four Gospels.
Acts.
Acts.
Answer is Acts.
Correct. Shortly after discussing Cornelius, Acts follows Paul and Barnabas's mission to Lystra, where Paul's speech leads to locals mistaking Paul for this god.
Well, it's either Zeus or Mercury.
I like Mercury.
Answer, please.
Our answer is Mercury.
It's Hermes, 10 on that. This is toss-up 10. A quantum version of this character was used by Aharonov to analogize the separation of a photon and its circular polarization. This character is voiced by Stephen Fry in a 2010 Tim Burton film. This character, who was first encountered in an 1865 novel, that is Berkeley Kevin.
It's the Cheshire Cat.
Yep, that's 10. Here's your bonus. Nice. Boys from a people in this present-day country became monks from ages 7 until 20. For 10 each, first name this home of the medieval Pew people in the later Bagan and Tongu kingdoms.
Tongu. Any idea?
Answer, please.
Our answer is Ghana.
It's Burma. According to Chinese sources, the Pew were so peaceful that they refused to wear this material because the animals that eat mulberry in the process of making it would have to be killed.
This is material.
Wait, it's like silk or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
True. Yes. Our answer is silk.
Yes. This Chinese monk visited the Pew kingdom of Sri Chaitra in the 7th century during his trip to India to recover Buddhist texts.
Like Faxian?
Sure.
Answer, please.
Our answer is Faxian.
One more time.
Faxian.
I have Xuanzang, so 10 on that.
And challenge on the Hermes Mercury.
Okay. That's the half. Alrighty. Well then, if everybody, is ready to pick it back up, let's do it. This is toss up 11. A character in this opera sings hop, 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 galop, lop, lop. In a dream pantomime, 14 angels surround two characters in this opera who sings the Abendsegen. A character in this opera describes a roof covered in Turkish delight and gables of raisins. The Sandman and Dew Fairy visit the title characters of for 10 points. That's Berkeley Rohan.
Hansel and Gretel.
That's 10. Here is your bonus. This medical technique uses 10 electrodes to create 12 leads. For 10 each, first name this technique that examines activity in the heart.
EKG?
Oh, yeah, it could be EKG.
Electrocardiogram, right? Please. Our answer is electrocardiogram.
Either one would work. Second part. The widening of this EKG feature past its normal duration of 60 to 100 milliseconds may be indicative of a bundle branch block. It indicates depolarization of the ventricles.
There's a lot of things. QR interval.
Send it.
Answer, like please.
That. Our answer is QR interval.
I have QRS complex. It's QRS all underlined. Part 3. Prominent U waves on EKG may indicate hypokalemia or low blood levels of this ion. Resting potentials are maintained with the aid of a pump that imports two of this ion while exporting three of another ion.
Either sodium or potassium.
Sodium, potassium.
Which one is two and which one's three?
Answer.
Don't say sodium. Our answer is
sodium. Yeah.
Our answer is sodium.
No, it's potassium ion. I could have prompted on sodium potassium pumps, but they wanted potassium, so 10 on that. And here we go with toss up 12. The posibacillary form of this condition can be treated using the drugs clofosamine and dapsone. The causative agent of this disease binds to Schwann cells, leading to nerve damage, and like tuberculosis, belongs to genus Mycobacterium. This disease is often studied in nine-banded armadillos. In India, colonies are still used to quarantine. That's a Berkeley Jason.
That pussy?
Yep, that's 10. Bonus. By Alfred Schnittke was premiered by Yuri Bashmet. For 10 each first named this instrument, Paul Hindemith prepared the solo part in William Walton's 1929 concerto for this instrument after Lionel Turtis refused to play it.
Organ, maybe? I'm not sure.
Sure.
Please. Our answer is organ.
It's the viola. This man depicted an orgy of brigands in a piece for viola and orchestra titled Harold in Italy. He also wrote Symphonie Fantastique.
Berlioz.
Yeah. Music for the viola is traditionally written in this clef, in which middle C is the middle line of the staff.
Alto, right?
Yes.
Answer is alto.
You get 20. And this is toss-up 13. This man's death caused the Maka province to become independent. This monarch poisoned his former mentor, the eunuch Bagoas. Conspirators led by Bessus killed this emperor after he... That is Leah?
Darius III.
That is 15. Here is your bonus. Calling about the U.S. newspaper industry. First, the largest newspaper publisher is Gannett, whose flagship publication is this paper with the blue circle logo that has the largest daily paid circulation in the country.
USA Today. Our answer is USA Today.
Right. In 2018, this man was named the publisher of the New York Times, becoming the sixth member of his family to run it.
Oh, geez, I have no idea.
It's a family.
Answer, please.
Oh, I can't remember.
Our answer is Rockefeller.
It's Arthur Sulzberger. In February 2021, the hedge fund Alden Global Capital attempted to buy the Tribune, a newspaper published in this city whose other papers include the Sun-Times.
So Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah. You get 20. And this is toss-up 14. A book with this adjective in its title discusses whether the world arose from vegetation or generation. This adjective appears in the title of an essay that claims that polytheism was the primary religion of men. In a book with this adjective in its title, the teleological argument is defended by Cleanthes, but rejected by Demea and Philo. For 10 points, David Hume wrote a set of dialogues on what type of religion? That's Berkeley Rohan.
Christian. Oh my God.
No, but no penalty. That's BC Leah.
Natural.
Yes, that's 10. Here's your bonus. For 10, he tends to follow about Latino civil rights activism. First, this woman who co-founded the United Farm Workers with Cesar Chavez led lobbying for ARLA legislation empowering unions in California.
Dolores Huerta?
Yep.
Our answer is Huerta?
Correct. From 1965 to 1970, Chavez encouraged the boycott of this product from the Schlenny and DiGiorgio corporations during a strike in Delano.
I want to say grapes.
Go for it.
Our answer is grapes.
Right. In 1968, Mexican-American activists coordinated a student walkout protest in this metropolitan area's unified school district. During World War II, this city was racked by the Zoot Suit Riots.
Our answer is Los Angeles.
Yep, that's 30 on that, I believe.
Yes.
Yep.
And this is toss of 15. The queso variant of these items feature ornate tassels and is only worn by those who are in the Juryo or Makuchi groups. These objects are never washed and are often embroidered with the name of the heya or stable that had them made. This item becoming undone results in the automatic disqualification of a rikishi. Mawashi, that's a BC Will.
Like the sumo wrestler loincloth?
Yeah, that's 10. Here's your bonus. The Batongans believe this river's Kariba Dam had separated the god Nyami Yinami from his consort. For 10 each first named this river where the Kariba Dam lies several hundred miles downstream from Victoria Falls.
The Zambezi.
Yeah.
Our answer is the Zambezi.
Right. The Kariba Dam lies on the Zambezi River on the border between these two countries.
I want to say South Africa and...
Answer, please.
Answer is South Africa and Botswana.
Zambia and Zimbabwe. Today, the Kariba Dam powers several major mines for this resource, including Konkola and the record-breaking Kamola Kakula project, both of which are part of a namesake belt.
I say diamond.
It's copper.
Oh, go for it.
My answer is copper.
You get 20.
Nice.
Sorry about the border one. That was really bad. I should have
remembered. That's not that bad. This is toss-up 16. To gain access to an object in this novel, a character is prompted with the question, do you have the password? And realizes the answer is the word no. An old man in this novel poses as the Comte de Saint-Germain. Texts are rearranged to create connections by the computer Abu Lafia. That is Berkeley Angela.
Name of the rose?
That's neg five. I'll complete. Belonging to the Vanity Press employee Belbo in this novel. For 10 points, name this conspiracy-heavy novel by Umberto Eco. That's BC Will.
Foucault's Pendulum.
That's 10. Here's your bonus. Problems are identified as the light key or the heavy key, depending on their value of this quantity. For 10 each first, name this quantity whose relative form, denoted alpha, appears in the denominator of the Fenske equation.
This is,
Answer, please.
Oxidation number, or answer is oxidation number.
It's volatility. This technique separates liquids based on their volatility, since volatility is correlated with boiling point.
So,
distillation?
I would presume so.
Answer, please.
Our answer is distillation.
Correct. This term describes mixtures that, when boiled, have identical composition in the vapor and liquid phases and thus cannot be separated by simple distillation.
An azeotrope. Our answer is an azeotrope.
Yep, that's 20.
Nice.
And we go toss up 17. This man is called a pillar of state in the second part of a two-volume biography by Elizabeth Longford. Lord Castlereagh was succeeded at the Congress of Vienna by this British delegate who was then forced to leave during the Hundred Days. At the end of La Belle Alliance, this man met his Prussian counterpart, Field Marshal Blücher. For 10 points, that's a BC Will.
Wellington, Arthur Wellesley.
Yeah, that's 10. Here's your bonus. This man maintained a 15-year correspondence with Catherine the Great. For 10 each first, name this French writer of Treatise on Tolerance and the Letters on the English, who began a novel at Baron Thunder Ten Tronc's castle.
That's Voltaire. Francis Voltaire.
Yeah.
Nice. Voltaire campaigned for the innocence of this French Protestant who was tortured and executed for the supposed murder of his son.
Yeah.
Answer, please. As time as Jean Calas. Voltaire claimed that Catherine's first war with the Ottomans had fewer casualties than this woman's 1770 wedding, at which malfunctioning firework caused a fatal stampede.
Marie Antoinette.
Answer, please.
Answer, Marie Antoinette.
Yes, that's 20.
Okay.
This is toss-up 14. In a systems Hamiltonian, each degree of freedom with this exponent contributes 1/2 kT to the energy. That is Berkeley Kevin.
Two.
That's 15. Here is your bonus. Nice. The name of this arena is often used interchangeably with that of the Millennium Dome from which it was redeveloped. For 10 each first, name this entertainment venue in London that opened in 2007 and shares its name with a molecule.
Buckyball thing, right? It's like Buckminster Fuller Sphere thing. Our answer is Buckminster Fuller thing.
Nah, that wasn't it. It's the O2 Arena. In 2008, 1 year after opening, the O2 surpassed this New York arena as the world's busiest performance venue in annual tickets sold. It is home to the NBA's Knicks.
Madison Square Garden. Our answer is Madison Square Garden.
That's right. The O2 gets its name from a British business in this industry, which is the second largest business of this type in Britain after EE.
Maybe EE electricity, oil?
Please.
Our answer is electricity.
It's telecom. So 10 on that.
Can I get a score check?
With two questions remaining, we have Berkeley with 155 and British Columbia with 275.
Toss up 19 is coming up. Everybody ready? Here we go. This is toss-up 19. A character who tells this play's audience, you go home, the end of the play isn't written yet, appears in Act 2 as Miss Fairweather, who was named Miss Atlantic City 1942. This play begins with an announcement that a massive glacier is advancing south across Vermont. The maid Sabina works for the Antrobus family in for 10 points. That is Berkeley Rohan.
Skin of our teeth.
Say one more time, please.
Skin of our teeth.
Thank you. That's 10. Here's your bonus. Alicia's death is discovered to have been caused by a huge blood-sucking parasite in this author's story, The Feather Pillow. For 10 each first, name this early 20th century Uruguayan author of The Chair of Pain and The Decapitated Chicken.
Uruguayan author. Anybody got anything?
Nope.
Answer, please.
No answer.
It's Quiroga. In Guide for the Perfect Storyteller, Quiroga listed Poe, Maupassant, this author, and Chekhov as the masters of the short story. Quiroga's collection, Jungle Tales, was directly inspired by this author's Jungle Book.
Kipling? Yeah. Francis Kipling.
Yeah.
Correct. Quiroga influenced this Argentine author of the stories Axolotl and Blow Up.
Cortazar.
Cortazar, yeah.
Yeah.
Francis Cortazar.
One more time, please.
Cortazar.
Yes, thank you. That's 20. And this is toss-up 20. Giorgio Vasari claimed that one of Leonardo da Vinci's first commissions was painted this object on a wooden buckler, a bronze sculpture in the Loggia de Lanzi, commissioned by Grand Duke Cosimo I de' Medici, shows a man lifting this object in his left hand as he holds a sword and stands on an enemy's corpse. For 10 points, name the snake-covered object featured in a Benet that is B.C. Leah.
Achilles' shield.
That's neg five, I'll complete. Featured in a Benvenuto Cellini sculpture of Perseus. That's a Rohan.
Head of Medusa.
Yep, that's 10, here's your bonus. The 1925 Hay-Quesada Treaty settled the sovereignty of this island. For 10 each first, name the second largest island in the country of Cuba.
Cuba has more than one island? I don't know that.
Answer please.
Is that like Ernst Tubman Island?
Our answer is Ernst Tubman Island.
No, it's the Isle of Pines. One of the demands for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Cuba found in this 1901 amendment to a U.S. bill excluded Juventud from Cuba pending further negotiation.
Wait.
Is that Guantanamo?
What?
Wait, what are they asking for?
Answer, please.
So can you repeat the bonus?
Could you hear it? Did it fade out?
No, but we can ask for a repeat.
We get one repeat every.
Okay, yeah, we'll do that. One of the demands for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Cuba found in this 1901 amendment to a U.S. bill excluded Juventud from Cuba pending further negotiation.
All right, it's either Teller Amendment or Platt Amendment.
Go, just choose one.
Our answer is Teller.
It's the Platt Amendment.
I choose 50.
1907's Percy v. Stranahan case defined the Isle of Pines as part of the foreign country of Cuba for the purposes of this kind of levy, which reached its highest ever rate in an 1897 bill named for Nelson Dingley.
I don't know.
Tariff.
I have no idea.
Answer, please.
Why not?
It says tariff.
Yes, that's 20. And that's the game.
It should be 10. It should be
10.
Oh, it's 10.
Good game, y'all. Good game.
At the final, have UC Berkeley with 205, British Columbia with 270. That makes the earlier protest moot, though I haven't yet checked to see if we